It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, our guest says pursuing your dreams shouldn't be a choice between your day job and your passion.
First, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia upheld an earlier court's decision to block President Trump's revised travel and immigration ban, which bars people from six Muslim-majority countries from coming to the United States.
The earliest version of the ban sparked protests nationwide and was quickly blocked by courts throughout the country. And when the revised ban came out in March, it was blocked by federal courts hours before it was set to go into effect.
Javed Kalim is with us to talk about the ruling. He's the national race and justice reporter at the LA Times. Javed, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, what was the reasoning given in this appeals court decision to uphold this block of the travel ban?
The appeals court, the majority of the judges said that the president was acting, and they used these words, quote, bad faith, when he signed the travel ban. And they very explicitly said that Donald Trump's quotes about the travel ban and during his campaign about banning Muslim immigration, suspending it, were clear indications of his intention to discriminate against a religion, Muslim people, with the travel ban. And they said that's against the law, against the Constitution.
Right. They said that amounted to a First Amendment violation. Is that right?
Yes.
And what was the vote? What was the 10-3 was that?
Yes, so there were 13 judges in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals of Virginia, in Richmond, Virginia, and 10, all of whom were appointed by Democratic presidents, voted in the majority opinion to rule against travel ban. And the three in the minority who were Republican presidential appointees said that the president, they dissented. They said the president has wide authority over national security and immigration, and this is what he was doing, and there's no indication in the text of the travel ban as it's worded right now that he intends to discriminate against Muslims. So it broke down by party lines, basically.
We'll dig further into some of those arguments, but right now, what is the status of the travel ban? It just isn't in effect at all, is that right?
It isn't, you know. We've had two iterations of the travel ban, one signed January 27th and one signed in March. And continuously, one after the other, both were blocked. So, you know, the one that was initially signed in January was in effect for maybe, you know, two-ish days when we saw protests at airports around the country and people detained before boarding flights internationally, as well as when they got into the country, and lots of chaos. But since then, it just has been a no-go.
This is the appeals court. Is this expected to go to the U.S. Supreme Court now?
The travel ban issue is going to is very likely to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, will this case specifically? It's unclear yet. The Department of Justice said yesterday that it rejects the reasoning in this ruling, and it will appeal to the highest court, but the court still has to say, okay, we'll hear you out. And the court could very well say, we're okay, and that means the lower court decision stands. But there is also a second travel ban case in a different appeals court in San Francisco, the Ninth Circuit, that is pending. They heard arguments over the a similar block nationally of the travel ban early this month. And they are also ruling, or expected to rule, on a block of the 120-day ban on new refugee resettlements. So that case should be decided soon, and that could also go to the Supreme Court. So it's likely something will be decided at the highest court. And the highest court, now with Neil Gorsuch in office, not an office per se, but as a judge, is divided and leans toward Republicans or conservatives.
Talking to Javed Kalim from the LA Times, looking at the travel ban, the travel and immigration executive order from the White House, blocked in courts, that block affirmed by an appeals court just yesterday, expected to go to the Supreme Court. Now, Javed, this was the big story when the executive orders first came out. A lot of other news has happened since then. Remind us, if this were to go into effect, what would change?
So if this was to go into effect, there are people who are citizens of six countries in the Middle East who would not be allowed to get visas to come to the U.S. For a period of 90 days. During that 90 days, and these are all predominantly Muslim countries, where the government says that there are signs that there is terrorism there, or terrorism could be imported to the U.S. So there'd be a 90-day block on folks in those countries, and then there'd be a 120-day block on new refugee resettlement. And in that time period, 90 and 120 days, 3 months, 4 months, the travel ban says that the U.S. government will review its procedures, its vetting standards, and figure out, you know, how to better secure the nation from extremism and terrorism. And it has the option in the travel ban to extend that period. That 90 days could be 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. It has that option.
The argument in this court case, at least, as you've touched on already, seems to be the president and his supporters saying this is a national security issue, and the judges who have ruled against it saying this is a religious discrimination issue. For that latter point, religious discrimination, you mentioned they've pointed to the president's campaign statements talking about banning Muslims. And it seems like there's been debate in these cases over whether judges should be considering those campaign statements at all. Has that been a big part of the argument?
That's been the central point of the argument, actually. In oral arguments in court, lawyers for the Trump administration and those fighting against the travel ban have gone back and forth saying, you know, just listen to this guy and listen to what he said. He said, suspend Muslim immigration. He said, I think Islam hates us. He said, you know, when he signed the new travel ban and it was blocked, he said, well, I like the first one anyway. It was a watered-down version of what I wanted to do. So it's been, you know, Donald Trump's quotes have been the primary citation in these cases, and that's highly unusual. Usually, you know, and judges have said this who have dissented and who have actually ruled against the ban have said, well, usually campaign statements are kind of loose. People say things, they're meant to be general ideas, but not specific formulations of what they want to do in office. But in this case, judges have said that he just went too far, and he didn't just stop after his campaign. He kept on going once he was president and in that period between winning and becoming president.
And then dissenting judges have said, in effect, the president has more or less no questions asked authority over letting people into the country when it comes to issues of national security. Are we expecting to see that argument when this comes before the Supreme Court?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's true. The law in terms of immigration and national security gives the president wide powers, especially on security issues. And you know, the government has made the argument that well, the president and the administration have data and intelligence and records on where the threats are, and they made their choices about who to temporarily suspend in the country based upon that information. It's going to be a central point. Does the president get to do what he wants in immigration and refugees, or do we have to really kind of scrutinize his moves?
Do we have any kind of timeline as to when this could go before the Supreme Court?
Well, the term is coming up for the court. You know, the clock is ticking down, so it could happen this spring. It could happen relatively soon, and considering the urgency with which both sides in these cases have treated the travel ban, and they've rushed these cases through the court system, through multiple courts, because they've said it's a matter of people's life and their safety and their well-being, and such that it's likely the highest court would hear them rapidly.
Javed, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Javed Kaleem is national race and justice reporter for the LA Times. He joined us today to talk about the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals continuing to block President Trump's travel and immigration executive order.